The day could not have been more perfect. The sky was clear and blue, and the sun was shining brightly. There was just a hint of a breeze blowing on the warm June day in London as the four members of the British Olympic dressage team stood together on the raised pedestal to receive their gold medals. As he bent his head to allow the Olympic official to put the medal around his neck and shake his hand, Michael Stafford closed his eyes briefly to savor the moment. When he raised his head again, he was beaming, and hardly noticed the fragrant bouquet of flowers thrust into his hands. His companions on the pedestal, Margaret Crawford, Jonathan Wells, and Roberta Randolph, were just as ecstatic as they embraced each other, smiled, and waved to the adoring and raucously cheering crowd. Michael scanned the crowd and quickly located his fiancée, Emma Lockhart. Emma caught his eyes, grinned, and waved enthusiastically to him, then blew him a kiss. Michael waved back and winked to let her know he had seen her and understood.
"This is fantastic!" Roberta shouted over the noise of the crowd. "I've never felt anything like this before!"
Michael had to agree. He had never felt more euphoric. The team had ridden their absolute best, and the horses performed nearly flawless tests. They had particularly been worried about how Michael's stallion, Romeo, would react to the crowd noise and tension surrounding such a major event. He was high-strung and hot under normal situations, but the Olympic Games were the pinnacle of competition and the stress levels were through the roof. Michael had to admit that despite the tension, he and Romeo had performed beyond his wildest expectations. After the medal ceremony, the team was escorted back to the paddock area and was immediately surrounded by their coaches, grooms, and family members waiting to congratulate them and share the moment. Emma was there and came up to him to give him a congratulatory hug and kiss. He studied her radiant face as she stood back to savor the moment. At a little over 5 feet tall, Emma had hazel eyes, a pert little nose, and a lopsided smile that made it look as though she was never quite serious about anything. She wore her dyed blonde hair short, and, if Michael were honest with himself, wore a little too much makeup. Emma had to stand on her toes to reach Michael's 6'2" height. He grinned as he bent over and whispered in her ear, "As soon as this is over, love, I'll take you back to my flat and we can celebrate properly." She smiled in return, nodded, and winked.
"Absolutely, I can't wait."